Welcome back to this special edition of Chiefs Live, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. Okay, now it's our job to get you fired up. First of all, the Chiefs have lost to the Raiders 6 straight times at home. That ought to curl your hair. And secondly, the Chiefs fans are going to try to set a record. The Chiefs organization supporting the Chiefs fans here. This is Zach Aaron, the game day audio engineer. Zach, welcome to the set.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, let's just lay it out here. The Chiefs fans are going to try to set a Guinness Book of World Record for loudest stadium ever.
That's correct.
Fill us in. What's going to happen?
What's going to happen is we have to beat the current Seattle record of 136.6 decibels. So we have to achieve a level of 136.7 or louder.
Okay, first of all, I'm impressed with the folks in Istanbul, Turkey. They, in 2011, it's in the Guinness Book that they had a 131 rating. So yeah. Thanks to the Turkish people, you got this thing going. But let's be honest, is this even possible? Can you get to 137 decibels?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think the Chiefs fans can absolutely pull this off at the next Raiders game. We have spent the last 2 or 3 games collecting data from around the stadium during game time, and we do know that their best chance is definitely tied to attendance. And so if you're there, it can happen.
Now, that being said, for any game and any competition, you always have a game plan of how to get things done. No better team to be allowed against than the Oakland Raiders, so I love that. But the fans are always loud, but is there something they can do to help them even be louder?
Well, a couple of tips for the fans for this upcoming game. Get a lot of rest. Your vocal apparatus needs to be able to sustain 4 or 5 hours of fatigue. And so get rest, stay hydrated, come ready to yell, and yell for a long time. Second of all, we advise you to stand instead of sitting. That unconstricts your diaphragm and lets you get more out of the pipes. Third, I think the best chance you really have as far as if you are in further proximity from the field, from the sideline, is to just utilize the old megaphone technique. Cup your hands around your mouth or, you know, use a placard to, in a sense, direct the sound to the field where it needs to be. And if you see us, yell in our direction. We'll be on field with measurement equipment, measuring the entire game, and we'll let you know as soon as the record's broken.
Now, Zach, again, we're talking with Zach Aaron, the game day engineer at Arrowhead Stadium. Are you going to have some kind of like a little siren on your head or something? Where are people going to know? How are they going to be able to find you to know?
Well, just look for this guy right here.
Right there.
This is the decibel meter, and this is what will be used to make history.
That's where the magic happens, what you're saying. Now, let's be honest here, because Dan Israel, our Ken and I work with him. He's the chief or the executive producer of the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network. 137 decibels, he says, is equivalent of standing 100 yards from a jet engine when it's on. What about precautions from the fans and just making this special, and what should they do?
Well, first of all, wear earplugs, and there will be earplugs provided at the game. And aside from that, I think that the best thing you can do is come prepared to participate in this, because it really does boil down to attendance and participation. And I think the Chiefs fans are very, very fired up about this, and we look forward to taking this measurement on behalf of them.
Well, this ought to be awesome. Now, you mentioned hydration. This might be a good tool for hydration, because fans, Kendall, can be, you know, they can use a variety of ways to hydrate.
Yeah. It's not always the best hydration going on before the game, so maybe at least a 1-to-1.
Zach, good luck. Get a good night's rest. I know we will. This will be fascinating to see if the Chiefs can become the loudest stadium in the world.
Thank you guys for having me.
Nobody is sitting. The entire place is standing up. He's being chased. He spins around. He's sacked. He's sacked by Derek Thomas.
You remember that moment. No place was greater. No place was louder. You knew. Everyone knew. This is the loudest stadium. It was a right you earned and defended. But on September 15th, it was taken away. Remember the moment you take it back.